This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I got something you're going to like right here. Maybe, I don't know if you're going to like it, but it's something interesting to discuss as it pertains to the Knicks.
Okay.
Ian Begley, he was on, I think this is from his show on SNY.TV, The Putback. Either way, this is from SNY Knicks videos. Begley saying, it was from his show, The Putback. Stakes are high for Tom Thibodeau entering the playoffs. If the Knicks beat Detroit and are competitive in the second round, Begley assumes Thibodeau will be fine. The analysis after the postseason will include assessment of Thibodeau, though, and would the Knicks head coach survive a subpar playoff performance all depends on how Rose and Dolan view the season. He's also under contract for 4 more seasons. Earlier, now, this is Begley's words. This is where it really gets good here. Earlier in the season, Begley thought Thibodeau would have he would survive any playoff shortcomings and be back next season, but that's not the case anymore. Begley thinks anything is on the table if the Knicks struggle in the playoffs, including a coaching change. And by struggle, he means either ouster in the first round or non-competitive against Boston in the second round.
As it should be. I've been saying that for a while. That's exactly what.
4 more years.
Now, that's the one thing that's the curveball from Dolan's perspective. But just independent of the contractual obligation that they have to Tom Thibodeau for almost half a decade? Wow. I don't know the appetite by Dolan to absorb that and then hire another big name coach. Like, let's face it, they fire Tom Thibodeau, which I'm open to, and I hate to use the word fire because it almost seems unfair because he's done such good things, but I do think he's got a ceiling. I don't believe it's a championship ceiling. I don't like the way the Knicks have looked this year. We've got to get into some stuff while these Zerbiak said. We'll do that a little later in the show as well. Like, there's a lot of smoke around these Knicks. And if they get pushed around by the Pistons and win and it's difficult, if they lose, forget it. He's gone. If they win and it's not really convincing, that's another little discussion. If they win kind of easy and then they get punked by the Celtics, that's another discussion. Listen, when you have Mike Malone floating out there, whose dad coached the Knicks, he was an assistant for a couple of years, NBA champion. I'm sorry. I mean, if Tom Thibodeau comes up short, I'm bringing in Mike Malone.
I think it's fair, the way Begley lays it out, the way we have discussed it. I think it's fair to at least evaluate all the options in the worst-case scenario that the Knicks lose in the first round. Absolutely, you have to assess everything.
He's got
to
go.
In the event the Knicks win the first round and lose a non-competitive series to the Celtics, I still think it is fair to evaluate it because you're not looking at it like this guy's not good enough. You're looking at it as, okay, we have amassed this talent. We're at where we're at with the roster. What can we do to make this team better and make this team a championship team? So you should be assessing all things, including the head coach. But those are two pretty dire scenarios. Losing in the first round, which I don't expect that they will. Obviously, anything's possible.
No, I think they'll win.
Getting smoked in a non-competitive series, which I do think is possible. I don't think it's likely. I still think that the Knicks will be competitive against the Celtics. But if it's not, I would understand assessing everything, including Tibbs as a head coach, and seeing if they think they could do better, whether it's Malone or somebody else. I don't believe that they can do better than Tibbs. At least I'm not at that point yet, even with a non-competitive loss to the Celtics.
I definitely do. I think Malone's better. I think Spoelstra's better. Not that you would ever get down and strike a deal with Pat Riley, or maybe more specifically, Pat Riley wouldn't strike a deal with you. But I think there's maybe an expiration point on Spoelstra down there in Miami. I know he just got divorced. I don't know what he's going through. The team's obviously not really good. So
you'd want him at this point?
I would take him at a heart. I think Spoelstra's
over Malone?
Yes, I would.
So it would be Spoelstra and then Malone.
Malone 2, and then probably retaining Tom Thibodeau 3.
Man, I don't know if I feel, I know this is stupid, but I feel like dirty about the Heat. I don't want anything to do with Miami Heat.
I mean, listen, once Roger Clemens came from the Red Sox and Wade Boggs, I mean, that goes out the window. I don't care about that stuff anymore. I want a guy that is up to the championship task. And listen, Sal, whether it's a little early for some, I get that. I really respect Tom Thibodeau. He's had a terrific career. But you don't make the moves the Knicks made and then have an early ouster or just look incompatible without reevaluating what the future is going to look like. I think and I don't need to go through the three scenarios that you went through, but if one of those were to occur in an unfavorable manner, and they don't evaluate everything A to Z, then ownership's not doing its job.
And just to be clear, the difference between you or me saying it versus Begley is Begley's reporting it.
Oh, yeah.
We're giving our opinion. He's reporting that what he once thought was, oh, Tibbs will be fine, is not necessarily true. If it is one or two of those worst-case scenarios, then it is going to be on the table for discussion.
And very quickly here, Sal, a little PSA to our buddies Carl Anthony Towns and Mikal Bridges. What's today? It's 11:35 on Wednesday, game Saturday at 6. You got 2.5 days of freedom. Enjoy yourself. Because the microscope that is about to come Carl Anthony Towns' way, and we just talked about Tom Thibodeau, that's obvious. Carl Anthony Towns and Mikal Bridges. Now, I'm not saying they're not going to play well, but they cannot hide if they don't. Their life is about to change in terms of a criticism or an evaluation. You thought you took some heat up in Minnesota when you bombed in the Western Conference Finals? Don't play well with the Knicks. We'll see what happens.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.